My guest at this time is Richard Viguerie. For more than 50 years, a very active member in the conservative political movement, he pioneered the use of direct mail in political campaigning, and he's now the chairman of conservativehq.com. He joins me today to talk about the state of the race, and in particular, his assertion that any action other than a vote for Donald Trump come November is really a vote for Hillary Clinton. And Richard, thanks very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
You joined us roughly a month ago saying there were certain things Donald Trump needed to do to unify the party. But now recently, obviously, you believe he either has done that or Republicans just need to get behind him because of the alternative here. What led you to declare that anything other than a Trump vote is essentially backing Hillary Clinton?
Well, they're kind of different aspects of it. One is, yes, if you are not supporting Trump, you're supporting Hillary. The idea of hiding behind euphemisms like being a spoiler, that means you're supporting Hillary. And when you're supporting Hillary, remember that Hillary is not the only one on the ballot this November. The Supreme Court for the next 30 years is on the ballot. The Second Amendment is on the ballot. Religious liberty is on the ballot. Open borders is on the ballot. So it's either Donald Trump or all of those things will happen, and we probably will lose our country. The other part of it, Greg, is that Donald Trump has a big responsibility here. It's not only the responsibility of the conservatives to get on board and support him, but you know, he has to do his part here, and he's probably lost ground in that area in the month that we've talked. He's had a big open window here, about 5 weeks head start on Hillary, and looks like he's pretty much blown it and probably has gone backwards rather than even stand still. And so we're waiting to see if he can unite the party. It's not really up to everybody else to come together. It's really up to him to lead. And we haven't seen much leadership in that area so far, quite frankly.
Get a little more specific. How do you think he's blown it?
Well, he's not going to be able to finance the campaign himself. He's going to have to raise $700, $800, $900 million dollars, and the people who are going to be contributing that money need to see that he's a serious person, that he's going to run a serious campaign. And by his antics so far, he hasn't indicated that he's really serious about running a serious campaign. He has still continued to insult Republicans out there, even after he had won the nomination. We haven't seen a lot of what he's type of administration he's going to run. As I'm fond of saying, personnel is policy. And you can promise us the sun, the moon, the stars, and believe it, but if you only appoint big government type Republicans, Wall Street types, big business types, well, our issues are over with. We've lost, and we haven't seen much progress in terms of communicating to the grassroots that he's going to be one with us. We saw the opposite recently here with Renee Elmers in North Carolina, a liberal Republican congresswoman running for re-election. He endorsed her. The conservative won, and his candidate lost decisively. And so we're just not seeing a lot of seriousness on his part that he really wants conservatives, he wants money people to support him. He's not sending signals that he's going to be running a serious campaign. He's got a relatively handful of people working for him now compared to about 1,000 that Hillary has on her campaign. So he's got a long ways to go to send a message that he wants to be president and he's serious and we should get serious about him.
Richard, let me go back to the first point you made, because I'm sure there's some conservatives out there who would say, I need to be clear with my conscience here, and I certainly don't want Hillary Clinton to be president, but she's running against a guy who was donating to her not that long ago. He certainly rubs people the wrong way. Some people have trouble with his personality. They have big trouble with some of the comments he's made recently, and they're not even sure he'd ultimately be that conservative, although they say there's at least a chance he'd be more conservative than Hillary, certainly. So for those who are just struggling to get to the point where they think Donald Trump would be a good choice, what do you tell them?
It's not a close call. I don't saying what they're talking about. Trump might be wrong 20% of the time, 30% of the time. He might be wrong 40% of the time. Hillary is going to be wrong 100% of the time. I mean, Donald Trump was not my first, second, third, fourth, fifth choice, but he's now the only option that we have. And yes, he's going to make some wrong decisions. He's going to appoint some people that we're unhappy with, and he's going to make wrong decisions here and there. But he's not going to be wrong 100% of the time, and Hillary will be wrong 100% of the time, and literally we will lose the Supreme Court for the next 30 years. We will lose the Second Amendment, religious liberty. We'll have open borders. And the Republican Party is sometimes known as the stupid party, but the Democratic Party is the evil party, and Hillary is now the leader of the evil party. And Hillary and the Democrats will try their best to destroy the Republicans in the coming 4 years, and they will use the police power of government to do that. And it's just not a close call. I think these people need to seriously read my column at conservativehq.com, and I don't think there's any question of how they're will vote if they're really serious about preserving their liberties and freedoms.
There's a number of Republicans who have obviously been very critical of Trump's comments as it relates to Judge Curiel in the Trump University case, and it's even gotten to the point where there's some rumblings about changing rules at the convention to deny him the nomination. You've got Hugh Hewitt saying it to nominate him at this point is like denying that there's stage four cancer. Is that just panic over a story that may not last that long, or do you see flaws in him that might make it impossible to win?
Well, I don't think it's impossible for him to win. I think that the polls so far indicate that it's not going to be a Barry Goldwater blowout if he were to lose. I was there in 1964 at the Cal Palace where they nominated Barry Goldwater, and Goldwater was always 20 points or more behind. Here we have Trump either tied with Hillary or just a few points behind. So it's looking like a serious competitive race here, and it's very, very winnable. And in fact, he could win a strong, decisive victory, because we all know Hillary's baggage, and it hasn't really surfaced yet, a lot of it. And Trump is capable of running a very strong campaign, as we've seen from the primaries that just passed here. So if he gets his act together, he could have a strong, decisive victory. So I think it's way premature to be thinking about replacing him as the nominee. I don't think that's in the cards present time.
Richard, the last time you joined us, several weeks ago, you talked about Trump needing a good conservative running mate. The top of your list at that point was Newt Gingrich. I know you've written more about this. Where do you see that search happening right now, and who's on your short list at this point?
Well, I'm running, interesting you should ask that question, because I'm running about 4 or 5 part column here at my website, conservativehq.com, and each day this week I'm analyzing all of the candidates. And yes, you're right, that's kind of the ball game, Greg. If he muffs this one, if he makes a mistake on the VP choice, I'm not sure he can unite the party. And uniting the party is the number one ingredient necessary to win in November. And there's Newt Gingrich should certainly be on that short list. Jeff Sessions, Senator from Alabama, should be on that short list. And on Friday, I'm going to announce who I think should be the nominee. I think there's a dark horse out there that has been off of most people's radar screen. I don't think I've seen anybody mention his name, but I think he would be a huge asset to Donald Trump, and I'm going to announce it in my column on Friday, so stay tuned.
Well, that's a tease if I ever heard one. We'll definitely stay tuned for that. Richard, always great to have your insights. Thanks for your time today.
My pleasure, Greg.
Richard Vigor has been a fixture in the conservative movement for well over 50 years, pioneering the use of direct mail in political campaigning. He's now the chairman of conservativehq.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.